When we last heard from Marco Rubio on the campaign trail, it was March 15th, the night Donald Trump won the Florida Republican primary.
While it is not God's plan that I be president in 2016 or maybe ever, and while today my campaign is suspended, the fact that I've even come this far is evidence of how special America truly is.
A day or so later, Rubio said he was done with politics.
I'm not going to be vice president. I'm not running for governor of Florida. I'm going to finish out my term in the Senate. We're going to work really hard here, and we have some things we want to achieve, and then I'll be a private citizen in January.
And you're not going to rethink this and go back and file in April or May for this seat?
No, I'm not running for re-election to the Senate. As I said, I'm going to finish my term here, and then I'll be a private citizen.
3 months and 180 degrees later, Rubio issued a statement Wednesday saying it's important for him to continue in public service during what he calls a critical time for the nation. He reiterated his decision on Fox News.
And there's a lot of reasons. You know, I think it's been clearly outlined that I'm frustrated by what's happening here in the Senate. Most Americans are, with the gridlock and the inability to move forward on things. But the Senate's also a place where you can serve your constituents with constituent service, which is very rewarding. And I said that during the campaign.
Rubio added that he wants to be around to help the Senate act as a check and balance against whoever's elected president.
Bad ideas from the president, I think, are going to matter more in 2017 than they perhaps ever have in our history. And that's saying a lot given what we're facing now. So I really deeply believe that I can contribute to that. I want to contribute to that. I think whether it's Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, we're going to need senators that are willing to encourage them to make the right decisions.
The first-term senator says control of the Senate could come down to the race in Florida, which would mean the future of the Supreme Court, as well as critical policy deals, could be determined by the Florida Senate race.
There really was no indication that he was going to get back in the race. He had made some very definitive statements. It wasn't quite the equivalent of you won't have Dick Nixon to kick around anymore, but he came awfully close to that.
Charles Zeldin, a political scientist at Nova Southeastern University, says an open seat would favor the Democrats. Rubio's decision follows a month of heavy lobbying from top Republicans and soul-searching on the part of Rubio after the attack in Orlando.
For the last week, it's been obvious he was going to make this decision. The Republicans have a problem this election cycle, and it's called Donald Trump. And they're very terrified of losing control of the Senate.
Rubio had been under intense pressure from party leaders, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, to run, amid concerns the other candidates couldn't keep the seat in GOP hands.
Because then you'd be having somebody run who was not a sitting senator. You might have it be somebody who was a political neophyte. Having Rubio run, he is the incumbent. That's the strength of the matter. The downside is that he's not particularly strong incumbent right now.
Representative Patrick Murphy, a favorite among establishment Democrats for that party's nomination, quickly blasted Rubio on Twitter for missing numerous key Senate votes and intelligence briefings to campaign for the White House. Murphy's primary opponent, Congressman Alan Grayson, minced even fewer words.
I don't know why he wants to continue in the job. He doesn't seem to show any interest for it, and for God's sake, certainly no flair. Maybe he should let somebody else do it for a while who has some ability to get good things done for the people of Florida. I was genuinely puzzled why anybody thought he was a plausible candidate for the president because, frankly, he's so bad as a senator.
Marco Rubio's re-election bid has caused a domino effect among the other Republican candidates. Shortly after his announcement, Lieutenant Governor Carlos Lopez Cantera dropped out of the Senate race, as have Congressman David Jolly and Ron DeSantis. Nova's Charles Zeldin says they're leaving because of their slim chances of winning, brought about by Donald Trump.
It doesn't matter what you're running for. You're running for dog catcher. If you're a Republican, people are going to ask you, well, how do you stand on the Trump issue? In Florida, where the key to winning is always the I-4 corridor, and the key to winning the I-4 corridor is the Hispanic vote, that poses difficulties for the Republicans right now.
Two other GOP Senate candidates, real estate developer Carlos Baruff and Orlando businessman Todd Wilcox, have told the Tampa Bay Times they would not be pressured into abandoning their campaigns. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.